Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. The City of Richland Center's General Government Committee kicked off Thursday's meeting by electing Ryan Cairns as chair of the committee. Among the items on the agenda, the committee agreed to renew the agreement for advertising on the digital billboard on Highway 14 East at a cost of $6,500 per year. Discussion regarding the property at 291 North Jefferson Street resulted in a decision to contact the developer for an update on status before any further action was taken. The lease for Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is up for renewal. The committee directed the city administrator to negotiate a new lease with similar terms. The topic of the proposed Cobblestone Inn Hotel brought spirited discussion. As questions were asked and answered, Alderperson Rachel Schultz stated, "I feel that you are asking us to make a decision with about one-third of the information necessary to make that decision. There seems to be a stress point, and I feel as though we've been thrown into that stress point." When asked how things were going in the effort to attract investors for the project, Mayor Karen Tepley explained, "We have ongoing conversations. I'm always in touch with Cobblestone. About 3 weeks ago, I had a conversation and today sent an email to someone local with interest. I have, I would say, 8 entities with some level of interest. I've only heard one no." Alderperson Melanie Walters stated, "I'm not on Team Cobblestone, but I know I'm in the minority on the council and I'm willing to compromise." Ultimately, the committee agreed to extend the deadline for the project by 6 months, with Cairns telling the mayor and economic development director, Jason Glassbrenner, "Have a phone call together with Cobblestone to make sure we're all on the same page, to make sure we all know exactly what we're talking about." The committee agreed to repost city-owned crop land for lease with the intent of leasing the land effective January 1st. The committee selected a collective bargaining team comprised of Administrator Ashley Oliphant, Mayor Karen Tepley, City Attorney Michael Windle, and Alderperson Melanie Walters. This was the inaugural meeting of this committee. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has a 21-year-old man in custody after he made threatening statements directed at the president of the Village of Arena.
The Iowa County Sheriff's Office says the 21-year-old man was taken into custody Tuesday after making concerning statements which included threats toward the president of the Village of Arena. Deputies responded after the sheriff's office was alerted to concerns about the man's mental health. The unidentified man was taken to a local hospital for a mental health assessment following an investigation. The Iowa County District Attorney's Office will receive an incident report to consider possible criminal charges. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In Richland County, Wednesday at 11:47 p.m., there was a single vehicle rollover accident on State Highway 56 near County Road I. Christina Bailey, 23, of Richland Center, was traveling eastbound when she lost control while descending a hill, causing her vehicle to enter the ditch where it rolled when it struck the hillside. Richland County deputies arrived on scene and discovered Ms. Bailey conscious and alert, but trapped inside the vehicle. Richland Fire and Richland EMS also responded. Richland Fire was able to extricate Bailey from the vehicle. Richland EMS transported her to the Richland Hospital for treatment of her injuries. The roadway was cleared of debris. The vehicle was towed from the scene. Public health nurse Rebecca Sidlowski of Public Health Sauk County received the Excellence in Public Health Nursing Florence Nightingale Award from the Wisconsin Public Health Association. The award honors her exceptional practice, leadership, and dedication, recognizing her work in injury prevention, leading the Safe Kids Coalition and Rural Safety Day Camp, and strengthening the tuberculosis and immunization programs to better serve underserved populations in Sauk County. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Richland County District Attorney position to fill the vacancy left by Jennifer Harper, whose resignation is effective July 13th. The appointed district attorney will serve until January 2029. Applications, including a completed form and supporting materials, must be emailed to govdaapp, that's APP, at wisconsin.gov by 5 p.m. Monday, June 15th. For questions about the appointment process, please contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel. The Town of Richland Board was notified by Republic Services that they are adjusting the trash and recycling route for better efficiency. Trash and recycling pickup for the Town of Richland will be changing to Friday instead of Thursday. This change will begin Friday, June 12th, with just trash pickup. Trash and recycling pickup will be June 19th and rotated accordingly. An updated calendar can be found on the Town of Richland's website. Thank you for your understanding. A young girl became stranded in a deep section of Sanders Creek Wednesday at 6:08 p.m. near East Bluff Street and Park Street in Boscobel. After getting a fishing hook embedded in her foot and being unable to swim or return to shore, Deputy Cody Trum and Officer Cody McCullough entered the water, freed the juvenile, and carried her to EMS personnel. An adult female bystander helped keep the girl calm until their arrival. Boscobel EMS removed the hook from the juvenile's foot, and she was released to her mother at the scene. The Boscobel Police Department issued a reminder about the hazards of Sanders Creek, including fishing hooks and broken glass, recommending appropriate footwear, flotation devices, and active parental supervision due to areas of deep water dangerous for inexperienced swimmers. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a bicycle accident near the 14,000 block of Fort Defiance Street in the town of Willow Springs in Lafayette County. The Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, and MedFlight responded to the scene. The patient was MedFlighted to a local hospital with unknown injuries. Woodman and Fenimore will be celebrating the history of the Dinky Train during Dinky Days tonight and tomorrow in Woodman. Roddy Dull, an organizer of the event, talks about the history of the Dinky Train, which ran from Woodman to Fenimore and back.
Back in 1878, there was a narrow gauge railroad that started here in Woodman and made its way to Fenimore. And it was supposed to service all of the traffic for salespeople, merchandise, just plain passengers. It hauled school kids, milk, cattle, everything. And it was the only north-south line in this part of the state. And the main line that came from Milwaukee to the river, Prairie du Chien, was the east-west line. So in 1878, they finally opened up this small narrow gauge railroad. It only had a 3-foot wide track, and they started off to Fenimore with hopes of going to Galena. And within a year or two after that, they changed the track from Fenimore to Galena to standard gauge or wide gauge, and they left this little narrow gauge track alone. Well, that little train ran for 48 years. It's Wisconsin's longest running narrow gauge railroad, and it ran twice a day, every day, 7 days a week. And so we're celebrating this year with the Fenimore Railroad Museum the 100th year since the Dinky Railroad quit making that trip.
There will be a wide variety of activities and entertainment for all who attend.
Friday night, music and refreshments start at the Artist's Eye Gallery, which is on the 400 block of Main Street. And there will be music there and refreshments. And the Artist's Eye Gallery is open for people to look at artwork and things like that there. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, we hope that the artists, crafters, and farmers markets will be set up and ready to go. And then our music starts at noon. And I think we have 5 different artists coming. We have a young man from Crawford County that's been playing a lot lately. His name is River Swigum. And then we have Marty Cena coming. And we have kind of a bluegrass band called Holy Crow. And a young man right from Woodman here, Dakota Bedward, and myself will all be playing on Saturday. And then Friday evening, we've got Dean Olson and Tud Bowden from Platteville. Kind of a wide variety of different types of music, from folk to bluegrass to whatever, down at the gallery.
Help celebrate 100 years since the last run of the Dinky Train during Dinky Days tonight and tomorrow in Woodman. Many high school seniors will be earning their diplomas at graduation ceremonies around the area this weekend. This weekend's area ceremonies include graduation for the River Valley class of 2026 tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Commencement for the Ithaca High School class of 2026 will be held Sunday in the Ithaca High School Gymnasium beginning at 1 o'clock. And the Richland Center class of 2026 will be holding graduation ceremonies Sunday starting at 2 o'clock. Congratulations to all students who will be graduating or have recently graduated. Wishing all of you the best of luck in all that you pursue. Free summer meals are available for Wisconsin kids through a Department of Public Instruction program. Across Wisconsin, more than 3 million meals are served each summer through the Summer Food Service Program, helping kids stay fed when school is out. The federally funded program offers free meals to anyone age 18 and under at more than 900 sites statewide, including schools, camps, and community organizations. To qualify, sites must be in areas with higher levels of low-income families, and all meals must meet federal nutrition standards. A full list of locations is available on the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction website.